Darling. Is one ready for an intense and exhausting evening of passionate lovemaking? Me? I am more than ready. I am fit as a fiddle and ready to climb on top of you. So if you could just assume the position. Thank you. Oh, God. Excuse me. I'm absolutely fine. That was just, a cough of excitement, obviously. Oh, yes, all women have, arousing coughs now and again. Anyway, if you could just, lie down and I'll, get to fucking. I don't think we'll be doing any kissing today, but, you know, I'm always down for a ride. So if you could just... I told you I'm completely and utterly fine. This is just... I'm not really familiar with what this is, but it's nothing that will stop me from... fulfilling my duties and my wants, so please remove your trousers and I will get to, mounting you. I don't need your futuristic fiddle-faddle earth medicine. I'm perfectly capable of regenerating my own health through the means of fucking your brains out. Now, would you please just... No, I've gone dizzy because I'm so horny. And foggy and... Oh, tired. Why am I so tired? I don't understand. I can't even summon the energy to use that vibrator you bought me last Christmas. And I love that vibrator. I feel weak and shivery at like I want to wear clothes. And I never want to wear clothes. Satan, Beelzebub, Lucifer, someone do something. Wait, where are you going? Darling? Get back here and put something inside me, please. I'm sure to make me feel better. I will summon the energy, I'm just... gearing up for it. What's she doing? Why are you putting blankets on me? Oh. That does feel quite good, actually. Oh. What are these fluffy things you're putting on my feet? Slippers. Well, they look ridiculous, but seeing as how they're quite comfy, I'll leave them on. Oh. I wouldn't object to a fire. That means yes, please. No, you don't need to put the television on. I'll be up and at them soon. I just need a quick hibernation in the blanket, and then I'll be up to fucking again. You'll see. You'll all see. Well, I'm not going to lie, I did start to see two of you when I was on top of you, so you all... This is not a sign I am sick, it is a sign I need my sex, which you are denying me. You are denying your succubus a good fuck. I hope you're happy. And if I can summon the energy, I will make you happy. I will ride you into the night. I just need a very quick hibernation in these sheets by the fire, in these slippers. Feeling the warmth of comfort. And then I will be a sex machine once more. You wait and see. Then we'll see who's jizzing in their jeans. I'll give you a hint, it will be you. Oh. I don't want to watch Gilmore Girls. Because it's a frivolous human TV show, and I don't need to. But if you are going to put it on, start at season one. I can't bear season four, Rory. I only know the summary because you watch it, and sometimes it catches my eye. Going now? Oh no, you don't. If I'm supposed to endure this torturous comfort, you have to sit with me. I don't want a hot chocolate. No. Not with marshmallows and cream and some lovely biscuits to go with it. You're so impossible when you're not underneath me. All right. But use the cream, not hot water. I'm not an animal. If I'm going to be forced to have a hot chocolate, I want it full and frothy and creamy. Nobody wants a watery hot chocolate. No, not the plain biscuits. I want the ones with chocolate tops. Because I need energy back for fucking you. Obviously. Maybe you could grate some chocolate onto the top of the hot chocolate with the marshmallows and the cream. I don't want it, but if you insist on forcing me, then I might as well have the whole shebang. We don't do half measures in this house, remember? If you RSVP to fuck, then you must come. If you RSVP to lay down in the dark with fire and Gilmore Girls and hot chocolates, then you do it properly. Or not at all. Yes, I'm doing it. I'm laying down. Okay. Things I do for you, human. Indulging your nonsense traditions about slippers and TV shows and resting one's body. This. I told you I don't need your earthly medicine. Well, are they at least in the gummy variation? Fine. They're the raspberry ones. I only like the raspberry ones. They're disgusting, but I do this for you. Because I am a loyal whore. And determined to return to my succubus duties as soon as I can. So therefore, I indulge your flimflammery, silly human medicine. And for no other reason, mind you. Simply to humor you and return to strength as soon as possible. I've already seen this one. The one where Rory goes to prom and stays out all night, and Emily and Lorelai freak out and think she's sleeping with Dean, but she's not sleeping with Dean. Go on to the next one. I don't, but if you insist on making me watch this, I don't want to have a repeat. There you go. Is there going to be hot chocolates? Or... Well, as you say, I need my strength. Fuckerage takes energy, you know. And if I'm going to be fighting fit, perhaps there is something in this lying down and resting business. I'm not wholly convinced, but I am willing to go through the motions. You must come back and sit with me, though. I never got sick when I was in hell. This is my hot chocolate. With the cream and the marshmallows and the full fat and the grating of chocolate on top. Thank you. And one doesn't like to blaspheme, but that is almost better than sex. No, I was right. Almost better. You come here. I'm not going to try and mount you. I just want you next to me. Well, your theory is correct. I need to lay down and rest. How can I do that if you're not with me? Think, human, think. Hold me. But don't come near my face. We don't need you getting sick too. Rory was a good girl, wasn't she? It's a pity what happens to her later down the line. Well, that's the influence of having very rich grandparents. Absolute money corrupts absolutely. Mm. Just so you know, we're going to have to do a lot of fucking to make up for this hiatus. Of course. We have a schedule to keep up, you know. My life essence must be maintained, and the only way to maintain it is through a strict regimen of fucking. I have explained this before. I know. It might be grueling, but these are things we must do. I have taken your human medicine and slippers. You must fuck me up the arse to make up for it. This will have to be anal. It has to be more debauched. Well, the more debauched, the more life essence it grants me. We've had this talk. I don't know why you seem to forget every single time. How do I feel? I feel dreadful. I should be riding you to oblivion, but instead I'm watching Rory Gilmore make another humorous blunder. But in all relationships, there are ups and downs, so I will accept it. As long as you promise to fuck me up the arse when this is done. You swear? You swear on creamy hot chocolate? Fine. I accept your promise and I relent under the blanket. Are you familiar with the term spit roasting? Just thinking of ideas for when this is over. Nothing for you to worry your pretty little human head about.